Escape of Cthulhu presents The Call of Cthulhu Campaign, Children of Fear, by Lynn Hardy.
Rats, the temple.
Oh yeah, the temple, yep. And the missing woman, we're chasing down a missing woman who went looking for the rats to prove that they were normal rats. Because she's a missionary and she doesn't believe in other people's religious stuff. And we went out to the desert. And what? We looked at the thing. We found some dried blood. We think maybe she's didn't make it. And then there was this little ceremony. That we sort of, some people saw a bit of. Maybe they left some food for the rats. It's hard to tell. What are we missing here? Anything?
No, I think that covers most of it.
Yeah, when were you back to thinking about going down the tunnels?
In the daytime.
Yeah. Because we find out is that it's very well kept. But now we have a suspicion that it's because of the people from town that are coming here to leave food for the rats. That's what we're guessing. Because we were not able
Problem. Like, I don't think we have any reason.
I don't think so, because they don't. They only go to the edge of town to put the food. They don't actually go inside the town.
You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. Wait. Oh, wait, okay. Till I'm done, and then you can correct me. So. I thought that they kind of appeared out of the sand, you know, whatever. All the sand that was covering the city had recently, blown away. We were able to tell that before we got to the city.
Well, so, I think it was more that, I think you're wrong. I don't know.
Tell me how. That's what a correction is.
Well, so it was recent, but I think what we thought is that it sort of comes and goes, you know, that it just happens to be open at this time as opposed to, you know, it had been closed for thousands of years and now it's open or whatever. It's just that the dunes move around and sometimes it's available and sometimes it's not. Right. So you're not wrong.
I'll buy that.
That's what I got out of it.
I mean, they're ruins anyway, right? It's not like they're perfectly preserved because they've been buried in the sand.
We are expecting them to be kind of ruinous, yeah. Mm. We have no idea. I mean, there's the ruins above. Yeah, there's the ruins, but then there's the...
The staircase down.
And that's not actually at the ruins, I don't think.
Are you sure? I thought it was at some point inside the... Well, let's ask the guy who would know. Jim.
Steve, you were correct.
Yay!
Inside the ruins.
Nice.
Can I correct Edwin?
Please.
As far as the sand goes, you are both correct. In an overall general sense, Edwin is correct. You're under the impression that, you know, as this kind of ruinous, however many thousands of year old village, you know, itself is just, you know, sometimes buried, sometimes exposed, sometimes half buried, you know, as the dunes shift and move. That is absolutely true. What is also absolutely, you're pretty sure, however, is that the opening to the basement, to the cellar, to the expansive dungeon under the city, whatever it is that you saw.
That's been cleaned.
That has definitely been cleared away.
Yeah.
Because there was definitely enough sand around it that that hole should have been buried. And it wasn't.
But I'm confused then, because it seemed like there was the umbrella place, which I feel like is near the hole.
The umbrella place is outside the city.
Outside the city, and the hole, the tunnel or whatever, is inside the city?
Is in one of the buildings, yes.
Oh, well, that's bizarre. Okay.
Yeah, so we stopped on the way in when we saw, well, a couple of us did, Charles and I think Mr. Pepin, Repin? Here it is, Repin. Yeah, we stopped and when we saw the umbrella that had, you know, a bunch of rat hair and blood and stuff, we stopped to see if there was a body there. Everyone else
I thought, Dr. Lockhart also that I saw spotted the
umbrella. Yes. We were kind of going in as a group, and you were probably the one who spotted it. But, you know, her trusty husband and diplomatic husband and soldierly companion decided they were the ones who got the tools and started digging. And found nothing. Yeah.
And then we went in to look at the ruins, and that's when we found the tunnel going down the stairways.
Right,
that was really clean.
Hmm?
Oh, well, but the stairway going down looked very clean, like they're being maintained, actually maintained rather than just wind had blown the sand away.
Sounds right.
So anyway, it's the next morning.
Huzzah.
Wake up. You're tense. Nice enough day.
You could say we're too tense.
We're very tense.
Mm-hmm. It could be past tense.
Ooh.
Soon, not yet.
We should go and have a look at this tunnel, I think. Take some torches with us.
Yes, it might be interesting to see what's happening down there.
Well, you... Without anybody complaining, Eudora will start packing up her collecting her tool set.
Let's go.
Well, I get no rush. Surely we can
have breakfast.
We don't need to strike camp, really.
Right.
I wasn't going to strike camp. I just thought we'd just like grab a couple of torches. I mean, we'll be coming back up here. I'm not going to stay down there overnight.
Okay. I
sure hope not.
That'd be all day. So, yeah. And all night. So, yeah, you know, I'm taking a little bit of breakfast. You know, I'm sure we can throw a little percolator. That's my southern accent. Percolator on the fire to get some coffee going and, you know, whatever. Dave,
please.
Oh, that's right, dear. That's right. Perhaps we can have a scone or a crumpet.
Okay, anyway, so breakfast and then head.
Little puttering around and then head out. Now, it looks like, I hadn't realized that, but you and my lovely adventuress and Mr. Repin actually went out there in the middle of the night after the ceremony was over, right?
Yeah, yes. We took a look and it was like... And whatever was left there seemed to be, I think it was all eaten.
I long ago stopped getting jealous when my wife wandered off with strange men. Don't worry.
In the middle of the night. We didn't venture for too long or too deep into the. We were just watching with the, from distance.
Okay.
With that beautiful, how do you call it? I called last time a magnifying glass, but it is not.
Oh, the telescope.
The telescope,
yeah. Telescope.
Has a different name. A telescopic monocular.
Yeah. But how do you call it? You call it differently.
I called it a magnifying, because I think,
I called it a spyglass.
Spyglass.
There you go, spyglass.
Yeah.
So as I recently heard it, it's a telescopic monocular as well.
Yeah.
So is everyone headed on this expedition, or anyone staying back in camp, or headed off somewhere else?
Michael will sort of watch all the people moving and realize, like, well, if someone steals our horses and our equipment, we'll die. So he will stay with the stuff.
Bravely volunteered.
Would you prefer to go?
No.
I certainly don't mind.
I've got a book, and he'll pull out a Bible.
We do have a guide, you know.
No.
Well, that's
no,
the one he's don't. Worried about.
The guide won't go into the things, so Michael's a little worried that he's going to get, you know, less interested in us as we go deeper and deeper into his people's sacred place, so.
Well, you know, maybe the guide would like to come. Would you like to come?
No, sir? No, no, he was very clear he didn't want to get anywhere near the village.
Oh, well, you know, it's the morning now, maybe he...
Well, you go ahead and ask him, of course.
No, he's still not going any closer.
Oh. Wanted to offer you the chance.
So, Mr. Reppin, Ms. May, Mr. Bazazwain, Mr. Lockhart, Dr. Lockhart, gear up and head towards the ruined city.
Yes. With all the proper equipment, of course.
Mr. Lee stays
back. Smart people can do.
Guard the camp. Okay, let's follow the expedition team. Where are you headed?
Down, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't think we have any choices.
Yeah, we're heading to the stairwell and going down.
Listen rolls.
Dice.
Not a success.
Ooh, that's going to be something, I think.
84, I don't think will be a success.
What's base? Is it 20? Listen, seems likely. I'm going to call it a success.
Look at that.
Base is 25.
I have a hard success. Yeah, that's the one thing about these cards. They give you good numbers, but you don't know what base is.
Yeah.
If you don't have the thing.
If you're not, if you don't have extra points.
Yeah.
Mr. Bazazwain, as your group is making its way through the ruined city towards the staircase opening that you saw yesterday, ahead of you, kind of as you get close to, you know, again, so the staircase is in, you know, kind of a corner of, you know, this kind of largest building in the city. You know, and of course the building is just walls, right? With a bunch of sand in it. There's no roof or, you know, decoration or anything else. It's clearly far too old for anything that was there. It's long since gone. But as you're approaching this building with the staircase in it, you can hear a scratching noise.
Like rats?
A shushing noise. Could be rats. Not impossible. It's not loud. It's not loud. It's not extensive, but you can hear something.
Doesn't seem either unusual or surprising, I guess.
Give me a natural world roll, Mr. Bazazwain.
And then Desert Rats. 14 is a hard success.
The closest analog that you can come to from your extensive experience within the natural world and observing and photographing the animals within is of an animal, could be any one of a number of animals, digging out a burrow.
Mm-hmm.
A kind of weird scratching, shushing sound as it's, you know, throwing dirt out of a burrow. You know, gophers or hares or any number of other animals might make when they're digging a burrow.
I will look around and see if I see the, you know, if I see any movement of sand getting sort of thrown up in the air.
From outside the building, you do not.
Okay. Sounds like there may be some rats burrowing or some such. Hope none of you mind. We'll see what we see when we get inside.
Vicious animals.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go deeper. I will get my shovel in place in case that I need to use it against a venturous rat.
Fair enough. Spot hidden rolls.
Eighteen, so that will be
my failure.
Hard success.
Dr. Lockhart, as you enter the building, you can see over there in the corner, yep, it's still there. There's a staircase leading down. Clearly, you know, it and the area immediately around it cleared of sand. You can see the sand kind of piled up around it. But as you come in, you just catch a flash of motion. Not sure what it is. You're absolutely certain there was something there that just zipped down the stairs.
Well, I'll try to focus and see what. Just like something just went past.
Oh, well, we must have scared it. I'll look for signs of digging.
Track roll.
Ooh, 09. I will spend whatever luck gets me down to base.
So in this area, so right, so there's kind of the staircase in what was once a floor. Now, whether this floor is, you know, the original ground floor or, I mean, who knows how much sand is piled up here, right? For all you know, this could be the 10th floor of this building. Who knows, right? you know, but so there's a staircase leading down, little area around it, cleared of sand. The sand that is around the cleared area, Mr. Bazazwain, there is definitely fresh sand there. So this has recently been cleared out again.
Oh, some little guy has definitely been working here. So you say there's fresh sand.
As if sand had been thrown up from out of the stairs into the sand that's piled around the opening to the stairs.
Okay, from down in the stairs. Okay, so that's, yeah. So where we're headed is what has been cleaned out, it seems like.
Yes.
Assuming we're headed into the stairs. Okay, cool. Well, I think our friend will be down there. Perhaps the rats.
Well, there's only one way to find out. I keep going, Jim.
Okay.
Going down.
You head down the stairs. I assume is everyone going?
Yeah.
Just
definitely.
Rats.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's just rats.
You head down the stairs. The stairs lead down not too far. 15, 20 feet, not more than this. And you come down the stairs and into what looks like what was once a large room, like another room on this building. Again, whether this was once a basement or, you know, where you came from was the 10th floor and now you're on the 9th floor, there's no way of telling. Looking around, you know, you can see the ceiling above you, floor below you. You don't see any obvious exits. There's no doors, doorways, you know, stairwells, anything like that. What you can see are a number, dozens of holes in the walls and in the floor. Some of the holes are 3 to 4 inches across. Some of them are a foot across.
And is there any sign of human activity, and in particular of sort of Christian women activity, whatever that might look like?
Spot hidden.
That one is a hard success.
There is no sign of Christian woman activity. But from one of the smaller holes just inside the hole, you can see a rat. And it's watching.
All right. Hello, rat. Very good. Well, we've made it here. I don't see any sign of the woman we've come to see, and I'm not sure what else you're hoping all to see here. I mean,
the rat in question jumps out of the hole into the room.
Roll initiative.
It's kind of keeping its distance.
Well, there you go. You've seen the rat emissary from the Rat King.
From the same hole and a few other holes, some other rats come out.
Perhaps we should leave, and I will start walking towards the stairs.
6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
Again, they're kind of keeping to the other side of the room. They're not, you know, they're certainly not attacking you. They're...
Yet.
They're watching you.
Yeah. Yet.
Yeah, no, I will start heading up the stairs. Not 100% sure why we're here anyway.
May starts to leave.
I'm probably looking around. Are there any markings or anything like that on the walls or on the floors? Does it look like anybody else has passed through here as of recent days?
Ms. May and Mr. Bazazwain wander back up the stairs. Spot hidden roll, Dr. Lockhart.
I'm there as well. Should I...
So extreme success for me.
I was the Western Front. So I am familiar with rats now. Are they behaving like normal rats, or do I feel like they're expecting us to feed them as the other people came here before us were? We're feeding them.
Natural world, and I'll give you a bonus die.
Right. Let's see. I will burn 4 points of luck to make it a success.
The rats don't look particularly hungry. You know, you've probably during the war, you've seen hungry rats, and, you know, if they're really hungry and there's fresh meat, they'll, you know, certainly swarm a corpse or something like that. You know, are there enough here that they might swarm and attack, you know, five, now three grown and adult people. Probably not. So, you know, they look curious. They look concerned. They look cautious.
Okay.
Dr. Lockhart, as you are going around looking at the, you're just looking for whatever it was you were looking for, you find a spot hidden, or you find a sanity roll, is what I meant to say.
I find a sanity roll. 59. So, that might make it for her. Yes.
Okay. You don't find, you know, anything in particular of interest that you thought you were looking for. But as you're looking around, you kind of take, you kind of look up, you know, one of the larger holes, and just inside, kind of far enough back that you couldn't see it until you were looking directly kind of straight in this larger hole. There's another rat. But it's a lot bigger than the other ones. It's like the size of a medium-sized dog.
Wow.
And it comes
that's big.
Scuffling forward and leaps out into the room. Mr. Reppin and Mr. Lockhart, you can make sanity rolls.
Success.
What is my sanity? Yes, that's success as well.
Okay, no sanity loss.
But a fright.
I'll say.
That's a big
rat. We're not here to hurt you. We're just trying to find someone.
I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
I told you, these animals get scarier. People feeding them. They're oversized now. Ugh, disgusting animals.
More grapes, Mr. Guide? Wonder how they're doing down there.
This guy came from a hole or a burrow, is that right, Jim?
Yep.
Are there any other... I'm sorry, I'm picturing this as a, you know, square for whatever sized room with the holes everywhere. Is there a corridor or anything?
Is there a...
corridor or anything, hallway, something, nothing, nor doorway. Okay, dear, time to leave. He doesn't look scared of us, I'm betting.
Rats he does not.
Would be very brave to begin with, but when this size... Sweetie, dear.
Yeah. This is a
lot. I'm sorry, I got cut out of the people.
Let's go back.
Yeah, I will. She's stepping back and just keeping the torch between her and the rat. The rat.
Okay. They step forward as you step back.
Look, we just want to find this lady. I don't know if you can understand me, but, you know, we'll be out of your way soon.
From somewhere... you're not sure where. You hear a voice. And what lady would you be looking for then?
I turn around quickly. Where is it coming from, the voice?
Good question.
Looking around. Now a leprechaun.
Look, her friend's looking for her. She's been missing.
Missing, you say? Can I get the three of you to make sanity rolls again?
Oh, that's much higher number. That's a fail.
Same here. Failure.
Made 33. Success.
For the two failures, a D6, please.
Ooh. That's going to be a 3. Holding on.
Not expecting this. 4.
Okay. That's unfortunate.
So close.
From another one of the larger holes, another rat jumps out. And it's another one of these big rats. Again, kind of more the size of a... I mean, it's clearly a rat, right? It looks exactly like a rat. It's just the size of a medium-sized dog. It's huge. Rats are not supposed to be that big. And they're not supposed to speak English either. And it is clearly...
Is this one talking?
This one is talking to you, yes.
Oh.
Well, who are you looking for then?
Jiminy Christmas.
I take a few steps back, jumping more like not stepping, but more jumping back. What the hell? Come out. Come out, you. Everyone who is speaking. Stop playing games.
The new rat that has entered the room closes in towards you, Mr. Reppin. I'm right here. Now tell me what you're doing here.
What are you?
Her name is Myra. She's a Scottish lady. She came here a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Myra Abernathy. Yes, yes, that's me. What of it now?
And this is the rat saying this?
This is the rat saying this.
Well, you look a bit different to the way your friend described you.
Yeah, you look like a rat.
My friend. Oh, you mean Miss Roberts?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was before I became a servant to the Rat King.
Is this nonsense, Lockhart? I turned to Lockhart.
Which one?
You.
Can I get listen rolls?
I called your Lockhart a doctor.
Can I get listen rolls from Miss May and Mr. Bazazwain?
Yeah.
Ooh, lucky me. 97.
38. Oh, pass.
Yeah, so Miss May, you can hear, you know, voices coming up. Right, so you and Mr. Bazazwain are kind of back outside. You can hear voices coming up from the stairs, including a voice that you don't recognize.
Sophia, do you hear that? There's someone different down there. There's an extra voice down there.
I don't. I wonder who they found. Huh. Strange.
May starts to tip along the stairs down and so that she can see if she can hear better.
Okay. You can definitely take a few steps and listen in on this strange conversation.
I think I am going to go have my tea with Mr. Lee.
Mr. Laz Wayne goes to rejoin Mr. Lee. Got it. Okay.
There's tea ready.
Well, wonderful. Yeah, we went down there and there was, you know, full of rats, but nothing interesting.
Well, it's disappointing.
I don't know why I decided to stay a bit. It is. It is a little bit. Yeah, not surprising, but, yeah.
What do you mean?
Where are the others?
No, go ahead. Keep going at the camp, Mr. Pizzazz Wayne and Mr.
Okay.
What? Where are the others?
Oh, well, who was it? Saying Mai thought she heard some somebody down there talking with everybody, and she went back down. The others, I don't know, they just seem to want to look at the rats, so I left them to look at the rats.
That seems very unsanitary.
Yeah.
We'll make some more tea for them. I'm sure they'll be along shortly.
I expect so, yeah. There didn't seem to be any way to get any deeper, so I assume they won't be coming back very soon. I mean, they will be coming back very soon. That's what I meant.
Yes, that's true. Yes. All right, well, we'll set up a little tarp to cover from the sun and
keep the sun out. Yeah,
it's quite relaxing here.
Yeah, it's pretty enough in the desert, as always. But
I'm glad we didn't travel.
We have things to do.
Yes, yes.
Meanwhile, back down below,
wait for the sarcasm,
Mr. Reppin, Mr. Lockhart, Dr. Lockhart.
What does it mean to serve the Rat King? What are you talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about? The Rat King is the Rat King. We serve him. It's a great honor to be an acolyte for the Rat King. Perhaps you would care to join us too.
No. Is this what you set out to do when you left your friend behind?
Not hardly.
Well, she's missing.
I am not missing. I am right here.
In your human form.
That is long gone.
Well, get it back. Come back with us.
It is my new place to stay here and serve the Rat King and protect the city of Khotan. It's an honorable and noble life.
But what about your other life? All the people that you knew? All the things you wanted to do? All the things that were important?
What could be more important than protecting an entire city of people?
Rat people?
No, the people of Khotan.
She's got me there.
It is a good question, really. And I don't have to answer it.
Very selfless. I hold my finger up and open my mouth. No, that's not important.
Back on the stairway, Miss May, you can totally hear this conversation now that you're. You can't see who they're talking to, but you can certainly hear the conversation.
May is scared of rats. She's not going to go in there.
Good call.
Fair enough.
I'll take out of a glance around us and make sure we're not being surrounded by rats at this point.
You are definitely surrounded by rats.
But you mean in a good sense, not surrounded as we're not going to be allowed to leave the place, right? All right. I keep going, you know, let's get out of here then.
We'll make sure to tell your friends about the life you've chosen. And
are you happy with this Rat King?
Would you care to meet him to find out?
No, dear.
How did they convince you to join whatever this is?
I'm going to try backing up as Mr. Ruffin continues talking and kind of plucking at my wife's sleeve a little bit.
Okay. Give me a dexterity roll, Mr. Lockhart.
Oh, God. That is a normal success.
Okay. You are able to slowly back away.
Is my wife coming with me?
Doctor? Yes, she is slightly backing away.
Give me a dexterity roll, Dr. Lockhart.
74. Possibly not doing such a good job. What's my dex? 45. No.
On the rats.
Yeah, as you're stepping backwards, your heel comes down on something. It's kind of squishy and ropey. You hear a squeak, a squeal, and you feel something biting into your ankle hard. You can lose one hit point, Dr. Lockhart.
Okay.
Careful, dear.
And the rats look angry.
Sorry.
We will go into dex order just for fun.
Oh.
See what happens. Let me find the. Where are we? Oh, wow. Okay.
Holy smokes, you're fast, Randall.
He
wanted to make sure he could run away.
The larger rat that was here first, so not the one you were talking to, but the other large one that is in the room, bares its teeth, hisses, and approaches is approaching Dr. Lockhart. And it's your go, Mr. Ruppin.
Stay away. And I will. I don't want to engage the rats just yet, but told you we should come with the rats. And I will just kind of put the shovel in front of the rat so it doesn't bite her. Basically, I am trying to avoid that from happening, but I am not hitting the rat just yet.
Okay.
Stay away. We're leaving.
The second large rat, the one that you were talking to, leaving. You think you can blatantly attack one of us and just leave?
Sorry, I was just trying to get out. I didn't mean to step on that rat. Sorry.
Come on, Anthony.
The normal size rats rush Dr. Lockhart. Can make a dodge roll or a fight back if you wish.
I think dodge, maybe. He doesn't want to. She doesn't want to hurt them. 57, so. That's a fail, sorry.
They just absolutely start to swarm over you, Dr. Lockhart. Biting and scratching to the tune of 8 points of damage.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of them.
Okay, so that would be a con roll. 19. So that will be a success.
Mr. Lockhart.
Yes. Is it my turn? Or yep. Is there something bad about to happen? Well, I mean, both, I suppose.
Nope, here you go.
Okay, I will try to... It makes a point to say I'm an all-American lad, tall, athletic, handsome despite gray hair. I'm going to use some of that athletic background and grab my... the air and try to...
You say grab my wife by the hair? What? You cut out in the middle.
Yeah, you cut out there.
That's what it sounds like.
Wait, did you guys not hear me?
No, you're right. Correct.
Bad Lockhart. Bad Lockhart.
I said I'm going to grab my wife, lift her high, and try to just haul ass out of here with her.
Oh, that's very different.
Okay. I'm going to say you need to make a fighting, because she's, you know, kind of being swarmed by rats, right?
Right.
So if I'm assuming you don't want to just take the rats with you, because that would kind of defeat the purpose.
Right, kind of a shaking kind of thing. I figure if they're swarming and I pick her up, then a lot of them will just kind of fall off is my hope.
Okay, how about just a strength roll? Okay. Assuming you're not trying to dodge out of his way or something, Dr. Lockhart. Actually, why don't you make a dex roll first, Mr. Lockhart? Because Dr. Lockhart was trying to dodge the rat swarm, and I'm sure she's not just standing there.
Yeah. Me either. Oh, that is a fantastic roll, a 0-4. I'll be an extreme success there.
Okay, you can grab a hold of her, and a strength roll.
See if you can lift her. That is also a success. That's a normal one.
Okay. Dr. Lockhart, you have been picked up by your husband.
At this point, I think she'll probably be just like waving her torch that she was holding to fend off the rats as he drags me out of there.
Fighting brawl.
I mean, I don't think that'll be a success, but it's more, yeah, not to failure, but it's more basically to keep them away from us.
Okay. The first large rat that was in the room, not the one you were talking to, leaps at you, Mr. Reppin. Do you care to dodge or fight back?
Fight back.
Go right ahead.
Oh no. It's a failure.
Okay. It claws, it kind of jams its teeth down on you. You can take 1 point of damage, but it is locked in. It is locked on you. It is bitten into you and not letting go. But it is your go.
I hit it.
Fighting brawl with a bonus die.
Oops. Okay. Thanks for the bonus die. It is a success. With a shovel. I guess it's, what? 1d6 or 1d4?
A shovel? I think a d6 is reasonable for a bash with a shovel. All
right. I do have damage bonus, though.
D6 plus your damage five bonus. Absolutely. You said five?
Five.
You bring the shovel down hard on this unpleasantly large rat that has locked itself on you, and there's a sickening crunch. Oh, the thing goes limp and falls to the ground.
One.
The second rat, the one that you were talking to, oh, you shouldn't have done that now. And it leaps at you, Mr. Reppin. If you would care to.
Yeah,
you can only fight back once.
Ah, okay. So that's then.
Yes.
Failure on the dodge.
Okay. And she latches her jaws onto you as well for another 1 point of damage. Actually, before we go on to that, Ms. May, you can hear commotion below you.
May runs out of there and leaves.
Okay.
We have tea.
Fair enough. Very nice. The swarm of rats. Probably Dr. Lockhart, because you were swinging a torch, is still trying to swarm you as you are in Mr. Lockhart's arm and swinging your torch, if you would care to dodge or fight back.
Mr. Lockhart?
Mr. Lockhart, isn't it?
Sorry, Dr. Lockhart. Dodger.
Oh, okay. Dr. Lockhart. Okay.
Actually, you can't dodge because you're effectively grappled by Mr. Lockhart, but I'll let you fight back with the torch, sure.
Yep, 17. So that will be... I've got a... roll 25, so normal success.
Flaming damage from a torch. D4, so maybe?
Do I have a... don't think I've got a strength bonus new. D4, so 2 points of damage.
Okay. There's definitely some squeals as various rats are burned and fall away. Mr. Lockhart.
So I'm going to continue the heave thing and turn my back to the room and heave her across my shoulder. And just take to the heel and toe.
All right, give me another strength roll.
Come on, reppin'. That is a hard success.
Yep. You can heave her up over your shoulder and get to the stairs. Dr. Lockhart.
She's already gone. Do you mean reppin'?
No, I mean Dr. Lockhart.
Oh, okay. Yep. I'm sorry. You were fighting back. Just, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry. She's swinging 84, so failed.
Okay. From out of one of the larger tunnels.
Oh, boy.
Crawls steps. It's weird. It's a rat. It came out of the tunnel, but kind of as soon as it's out in the room, it stands up. And it's kind of a rat, but maybe a man in silk robes wearing the head of a rat instead of a normal human head. Kind of a long rat's tail coming out of the robes. On its head, it's got a gold band. Emeralds and sapphires and diamonds set into it. The three of you can make sanity rolls.
That is not
nice. Six.
I think I failed. No, made it.
1 point for Dr. Lockhart, a D6 for Mr. Reppin and Mr. Lockhart.
Unless you're boss, right? Ha,
ha. Yeah, or if you, there was was there a 96 in there?
There was a 96
in there. Yeah, 96.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. All six of it. All six of it right. For Mr. Reppin and five for Mr. Lockhart. Idea rolls.
Let me roll. Yeah.
A pass. Pass. As well.
Mr. Reppin, would you give me a D10?
D10 says 2.
Oh, only 2 rounds. Not bad. And Mr. Lockhart, a D10?
10. Big 0.
Oh. So, Mr. Reppin, you're actually up first. How does your insanity manifest as you see this king of the rats enter the room?
That's you, Steve.
No, that's you, Randall.
Oh, that's me. Oh, Mr. Okay. So, let's see. I will run. And just to make it exciting, I will throw the shovel at the creature and run. Rats still sticking to my body.
Give me a throw roll.
I will burn 4 more of luck to make it a success.
Okay. Roll some thrown shuffle damage.
1d4?
Sure.
2 points.
Okay. The shovel smacks him in the face. You have killed one of my lieutenants. One of you will take his place, for the protection of Khotan is removed.
I'm glad I'm crazy and running away.
You can have 1 point of damage, Mr. Reppin, as the rat that is locked into you gnaws away at you some more.
Okay. I got 3 points down.
The swarm of rats that is on Dr. Lockhart and Mr. Lockhart. Mr. Lockhart.
Yes.
Actually, we'll say Dr. Lockhart first, because you're crazy. Dr. Lockhart. You've been heaved up by Mr. Lockhart, who has a look in his eye that you've not seen before. But there's still a swarm of rats on you. They are biting and gnawing. And, you know, he's kind of heaved you up over his shoulder. the only way for you to get away from them is going to be to kind of twist out of his grip and, you know, try to jump away from the rats. Or you can just let them
That's what she's doing, is basically getting away. I mean, she's on one hit point at the moment. So, yes.
Give me a dodge. She's
10. So that actually will be... Ooh, I'll spend the 1 point and get an extreme success.
Okay. You can twist out of Mr. Lockhart's grip, fall to the ground, throw off some of the rats, and, you know, they're
definitely
being...
Can I make some kind of opposed roll to let her go? I'm pretty sure I'm locked on pretty hard at this point.
Sure. How about an opposed strength roll between the two of you?
Come on, honey. That's a hard success.
Okay, so strength roll.
Yeah.
How much luck do you have?
Well, I rolled a 0-3. So I've got a 60, so that would be an extreme.
Okay. So yeah, you're able to break his grip, twist away, fall to the ground, throw off some of the rats. Mr. Lockhart, how is your, it's your go. How is your insanity manifesting itself?
Well,
especially now that your wife is broken away from you.
Yeah, we can kind of workshop this a little bit. My idea, since I was kind of in the act of fleeing, was to run as well, holding her. Maybe I got her boot or a shred of cloth or something that I'm still holding on to that she got off. But since I want to run blindly, I figured there's four walls in the staircase.
Yep.
So maybe we could put this to chance somehow that I head the right direction. Otherwise, I slam into a wall or something, okay. Kind of pinballing.
Sure.
But what do you think?
How about a D4? And if it's a 1, you get the staircase.
Okay. There we go.
Come here, D4.
It is a 4.
Smack into the wall.
Yeah. There's a ricochet.
Dr. Lockhart.
Yes. She's scurrying out of there as quickly as possible at this point. She's on one hit point. Not feeling good. She's got bites all over her from the rats.
Not feeling good or loyal.
I gotcha.
Forgetting about the promise she made the altar.
Dr. Lockhart, you flee up the stairs. Mr. Reppin, yep. Back to the top. This is your last round of insanity, but you're still fleeing. You are up and out. You can see Ms. May somewhere off ahead of you, running up towards the camp.
No dex roll?
Oh, that's fine.
He is.
Mr. Bazazwain and Mr. Lee, would you make spot hidden rolls?
If we must.
You don't have to. You can just choose to fail.
72. Failure.
I got a success by 1. Can I spend a luck to fail? Success.
Mr. Bazaz Wayne, as you and Mr. Lee are drinking tea, you see Ms. May running up the dune towards the camp. And you can see down in the city, Mr. Reppin coming up, you know, into the city, clearly running as well. Mr. Reppin, you can see Mr. Reppin has something on him. You can't tell what it is from this distance, of course, but he's got something attached to him. Mr. Reppin, you can have another point of damage as the large rat that is attached to you worries its teeth into you some more. Mr. Lockhart, would you please make a pow roll?
Pow roll, you said. I thought I was going to die, but I may just wish I was dead.
You wish you had died, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Although the lady seems very happy. I don't know. That's right, anything to worry about.
Yeah. Maybe the player will wish I was dead. A 38 is a success.
Okay. Somewhere in some part of your mind, the part that's not fleeing while running wildly around the room, running into the walls, you can hear a voice in your head. Will you save the city of Khotan and be my new servant? And you can think about that. As Dr. Lockhart, as you are fleeing up the stairs, the swarm of rats is definitely coming after you. You can dodge or fight back.
I think she's dodging and running, basically. Going to get help for her husband. So, let's see, is that going to be? Well, I'll spend 3 points of luck to get a success.
Sorry, is that on a dodge or a fight back?
A dodge.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yep. Dodge. You can dodge out of their way. That's fine. Mr. Lockhart.
Yes, sir.
Well, first things first, an offer has been made.
Oh. As tempting as it might be to make the pain go away, I think I'm a little too uncontrolled right now to even consider it. I'm trying to save my wife for this scrap of her sock or whatever it is that I have in my hands and just run. I rolled a 10, right? How far along do you think I am?
You have 8 rounds left.
Yeah, so maybe when I wind down a little bit and get to that 3 or so mark, I'll begin to calm down a little bit. But right now, I don't think there's any chance.
Okay. Do you want to roll another D4 to see if you manage to make it to the stairs?
Who can say? A 4. Bam!
Apparently not. Dr. Lockhart, it's your go. You are running up the stairs, pursued by a swarm of rats.
Still running?
Okay.
Just trying to find the rest of the group.
Mr. Repin, you are up and out of the underneath. There is a large rat worrying away at you, but you're... insanity. Your insanity has passed.
Okay, as soon as my insanity passes, I will try to just grab it by the tail and, you know, throw it back to the ruins.
Fighting brawl.
Failure.
Okay. Yep, it is locked in hard. Not a whole lot. You're not able to pull it away. It continues to worry away at you. You could have another 1 point of damage. Dr. Lockhart, up and outside, the swarm is trying to swarm you if you would care to dodge or fight back.
Okay, so dodging, normal success.
Okay, Mr. Lockhart, the insanity continues. Do you want to make it another 4?
Let's see if we can get out of this. Hey, a 1.
Now, very nice.
My footing as I go up the steps.
I definitely think we'll give you a dex roll on the stairs when we get to you. Again, headed up the stairs, Dr. Lockhart. Are you still fleeing towards the camp?
Yeah, to get back up. Because okay. I think once I get up, there's no one upstairs.
You can see Mr. Reppin some ways ahead of you towards the camp. You can see the camp way up there on top of them, but that's it.
Second, I'm running there.
Okay. Let's cut back to the camp really quickly. Ms. May, you reach the camp. Mr. Bazazwain, you see, Ms. May has just run into the camp, surprising at least Mr. Lee. And Mr. Bazazwain, you can see, down in the city, you can see Mr. Reppin is struggling with whatever this is that's attached to him. And you can see Dr. Lockhart rush up into this, rush up out of the out of this basement, pursued by, you can't tell what, but lots of moving things.
Has May made it to camp?
Yes.
Okay, so she's out of breath, and she's been running, and she's out of breath. So she's like, the rats, they were getting attacked. They were getting attacked by rats. I don't know. They could talk.
And I see everyone. Well, I think I will, I will stand up and check that I have my pistol and start, I'll say, jogging.
Yeah, is there something I can grab to shovel or something like that?
I'm sure there's some reasonably club-like camp object that you can...
Yes, perhaps a poker for the fire or something. Yes, yes.
Yes. Slowly make your way down, down to help.
I suppose we could ride horses, but yeah.
That seems like it might take longer.
Ms. May, are you going with them, or are you going to stay in camp?
They're going back?
Yes.
I will. I, Michael, say, stay here and watch the camp.
Okay.
There you go. We will cut over to Mr. Reppin. You still have a large rat upon you.
Yeah, let me try again. No, another failure. Gee, 5 points down.
Okay. Mr. Lockhart, would you give me a dodge roll, please?
Dodge. It's a long spin. Ooh. It worked. Where is your dodge? There it is. Yes. 27 out of 30. Successfully
okay.
dodged.
Yeah, in that tiny piece of your mind that is not consumed with fleeing, you hear the offer repeated. Mr. Reppin, you can take another 1 point of damage as the rat that is formerly Miss Abernathy is still locked onto you, biting and scratching.
We came to rescue you. And that's how you pay us.
Dr. Lockhart, would you care to dodge or fight back as your rat swarm continues to worry you?
17, dodge.
I assume that's a success.
Yeah, it is a success.
Kind of success is that?
That's actually a hard success.
Are you happy with a hard success?
Okay, I will spend the 8 points of luck to get an extreme success.
There you go.
One hit point, by the way. Hit point. Yep.
Mr. Lockhart, how about a dex roll to make it up the stairs in your panic?
Let's see. Uh-oh. hang on. Sorry, I've been looking at something else that may come into play later. Dex 60. It's on the nose! Success!
Okay, Dr. Lockhart, it's your go.
How far is she from the camp?
Oh, quite a ways.
Okay, well, then she's still running.
Still running, okay.
Yep, dodging, so 10.
Mr. Bazazwain and Mr. Lee, for the sake of narrative convenience, will say you, the two of you can get to Mr. Repin in the next round. Okay. Mr. Repin, your go.
I will give it one more try.
Fighting bro.
See how much do I have to burn. Three points of luck to make it a success.
You tear the rat off you and throw it away. Throw it away from you. As you do so, a large chunk of your leg comes with it. Its teeth were well locked into you. You can give yourself a D3 hit points of damage.
No, full 3 hit points. And with this, I need to roll constitution.
Okay.
We're coming.
And con is a failure, so I pass out.
Mr. Repin is unconscious. Okay. Ooh. Okay. That was lucky for you. Dr. Lockhart, the rat swarm, if you would care to dodge or fight back.
Sorry, Gary? That's still muted. Sorry, I was still muted. I'm dodging a rod of 54. I'm getting 9 points. I'm getting really low. I won't spend luck. I'm getting really low on luck at the moment.
Okay. Yep, I'm afraid they get you for, what is this damage? I need to look again to make sure. Oh, whoops, wrong die. Let me roll a different die. Let me roll that die instead. 2 points of damage.
She's on minus one.
Dr. Lockhart falls. Mr. Lockhart, you are up and out. You have another 5 rounds of insanity.
I kind of have this feeling. When I was looking up, there's an old Chevy Chase movie. I don't know if anyone else remembers it. Called Funny
this
Farm.
This is a sign of his insanity.
Yes. It's called Funny Farm, where a couple leaves the city and move to the country.
Yes.
And everything goes wrong. Do you remember? Do you remember where the guy was saying, that dog loves to run? He got a dog and he just ran away, and every once in a while he would see him running in the horizon and never come home.
Yeah.
I kind of think that's what you guys see. You kind of look out. There's Mr. Lockhart. He loves to run.
Running. Fair enough.
Yes. Although I got to say, and again, you can agree or not, but running through sand dunes is not the same as running across a nice flat surface.
So you're not actually getting anywhere.
You're not making so much progress. Yeah.
Making so much progress, maybe falling. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Let's see. That. That's busy eating Dr. Lockhart. Mr. Bazazwain, you arrive at Mr. Repin, and you can make a sanity roll.
Is a success.
1 point of sanity. As you see, Mr. Repin is lying bloody on the ground. And there is a very large, far too large, unnaturally large rat circling him. Its jaws are bloody. Turns to look at you.
I will shoot it. It seems like it's large enough that I can probably do that without...
Yep.
Yeah, all right. I will miss, but it's not a fumble. Sort of step back from seeing this crazy rat and shoot and miss.
Okay. Mr. Lockhart, you are fleeing into the desert. Mr. Lee, give me a sanity roll as you get to Mr. Lockhart.
Hard success.
Just 1 point of sanity.
Excellent. And I will use whatever this item is that you gave me to whack at the rat.
Fighting brawl.
We're a mole.
Incredibly high compared to the small number of brawls, so that's no success.
Okay. Let's see, Mr. Ripon, you're down, he's doing that. The very large rat will leap at Mr. Lee, I think, because you attacked last. If you would care to dodge or fight back.
I'm going to guess I'm going to want to dodge, though. Yeah, I'm going to dodge. I'm going to roll a 93.
Okay. You can have 2 points of damage, as this very large rat is now locked onto you. Fangs sunk deep into some unfortunate appendage, and it is not letting go.
Mm-hmm.
And they will continue to eat Dr. Lockhart. Mr. Bizaz Wayne.
So, is it big enough that even while it is latched on, I can shoot it? Or does that seem bad to do?
That seems bad.
Okay, in that case, I will... There was another weapon lying around, right? Because Mr. Repin had something.
He had a shovel.
A shovel, yeah. I will pick up the shovel, right? And try to smash the rat.
No, he threw that back in terror.
Oh, that's right. You're right. He threw it down. Okay.
Oh, yep.
Yep. That's not there. In that case, I will kick it.
Okay. Fighting bro.
Looking at my fight, that's 25. Is the base 25 or 20 for fighting? Anybody know?
One of those numbers.
Yeah.
Who can find it first?
Just need a character sheet somewhere.
Fighting brawl 25.
Oh, excellent. I hit. I do not have a damage bonus.
D3,
okay. One.
Okay. Mr. Lee. Sorry, Mr. Lockhart, you continue to flee into the desert. Mr. Lee.
I will try whacking at it again. This time I hit it.
D6 plus damage bonus.
Six. No damage bonus. Oh, six.
Yeah. There is a sickening, or if you prefer, satisfying crunch.
Depending on how much you hate the rat.
And the rat thing falls to the ground. We'll go ahead and drop out of Dex order for the moment. So there you are, Mr. Lockhart. Just before too much longer, you kind of come to your senses and you find yourself outside the city somewhere.
Are there people here that we can first aid?
Mr. Repin.
Yeah. And he must have multiple wounds, so... Let's do that.
Yeah.
Nope.
Actually, I have 5 wounds.
Yeah.
No, 6 wounds.
Actually, it's all just really kind of one wound.
Yeah, just one wound. But it doesn't matter. Neither one succeed. What's Dr. Lockhart? Is she dead?
You can eventually find her corpse swarmed by rats who are eating her.
You can eventually find a second insanity for Mr. Lockhart when he returns.
Yeah, to find your wife being eaten by rats.
Mm-hmm.
I remember her famous words. They're just rats.
I remember her famous words. Yes, we'll help you find your friend.
So, am I going to be able to find my way back? Is there?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't get that far.
All right.
Gotcha. Well, I suppose we'll have to get things to put Miss Dr. Lockhart's body in so she can get a burial.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or at least her bones once the rats are done with her.
Yeah, we won't get in the middle of their thing.
That would be insensitive.
Well, it'd be dangerous. I
just that too, yeah.
Well, I think we'll go ahead and bring this to an end.
This on a successful note. Very good.
As the party
very quick
returns to Khotan. Mr. Lockhart, would you give me an intelligence roll, please?
He's going to get destroyed. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. That's a very good success. Let me see how much. 75, 11 out of 75. That's extreme, right? Well, it's hard at least.
Yeah, as you kind of rejoin up with the others and have another breakdown at seeing your wife and
right.
Eventually sometime later collecting up her bones and kind of wearily, maybe even the next day, whatever, all of you head back to Khotan. You definitely remember the Rat King.
Offer.
And his offer and what would happen if it was his offer was declined. So what will happen to the city of Khotan? You don't know, but you imagine it's not going to be good. The end.